Talk Business and Politics is sponsored by AT&T, challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com.
I'm Roby Brock. Welcome to this edition of Talk Business and Politics. You know, everyone needed spring break this week to recover from last week's end of the fiscal session and three-day special session of the Arkansas Legislature. Two gentlemen who did not take the week off are Talk Business and Politics' Wes Brown and Rex Nelson with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. I sat down to catch up on the sessions, medical marijuana, and Governor Hutchinson's big, smaller idea. So who knew there were so many emergencies in the state of Arkansas that we had to have a special session to address nine significant major issues? Were any of them really emergencies, Wes?
I think maybe one or two, and the rest of them could have been done through the normal process or waiting until 2019 for the legislative session. Speaking to a lot of lawmakers, they felt that the PBM's pharmacy benefit management issue was getting out of hand. So that was the one issue that needed to come to the table. It's just an issue of basically high drug prices and right. Everybody's. And usually, as Governor Huckabee noted, he likes
Governor Hutchinson.
Governor Hutchinson.
Rex is here. So.
Yeah.
Hey, look, it's okay.
I'll talk about Governor Huckabee.
I've been telling everybody that Rex Nelson got fired from the State Department this week, and they keep correcting me. No, Rex Tillerson. And I'm like, right. Gotcha. So.
Yeah, well, Governor Hutchinson he's kind of, you know, laissez faire, likes to leave the government out of private industry, and this is one of the issues where the government had to come in and regulate business because the different parties in that situation, the pharmacies in across the state of Arkansas were upset, and then you have the big corporations who provide the drugs. They were unregulated.
Well, they got something in place that's going to do.
Here's the thing, though. Now in the era of fiscal sessions in even numbered years. Mm. It's easy. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were already in town. Mm. The bags were unpacked over in the Capitol Hill building. You know, the usual lobbyists were still hovering around, not supposed to take them to dinner, but maybe go together. Yeah. You know, it was easy to do. Now, in the old era, when I worked in the governor's office, speaking of Governor Huckabee, and it truly was an extraordinary session, which is the term we use. It had to be extraordinary because you were right. Bringing them into town, you were bringing staff in, you were changing the parking. But now it's easy. So I say, why not clean everything up while they're already in town? Yeah. I'm fine with
it. Yeah, and I think the other thing that let's keep in mind here, too, is that there were some votes that were needed for the Arkansas Works program in the fiscal session. The special session did not hurt with helping get and secure some
had
of those
to be some horse trading
there
going
too.
On. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so let's turn our attention to medical marijuana. We had a busy week, really a lot of drama, quite
right.
frankly. We thought that we were going to see the confirmation of the applications that were approved, and as it turns out, legal filing after legal filing,
right.
lawsuit spoke up there. I guess my question is, where do we think medical marijuana is headed in this state right now?
Well, actually, as on Friday of this week, there was the hearing. The parties get to come in and talk to Judge Wendell Griffin, who halted the meeting from ratifying the five cultivators that receive licenses, mostly in the Delta. But as far as where we're going, I think it's going to continue to be a long process. It may be a while before we see these medical marijuana in the state where it's a vibrant industry because of all these legal challenges. We've talked in the past about the sovereign immunity issue. I think that's going to come to a head with all these court cases that are in the pipeline. So I just think it's going to be a while because of that.
Yeah, sausage making is ugly, and we're in that stage. I mean, I was involved in the early stages when we got the lottery up and running, and it was ugly. There were a lot of things like that. Should we pass, for instance, the ballot title's been rejected twice, but should we pass expanded casino gambling in Arkansas, that'll be ugly too. There'll be litigation over licenses. It's part of it. Frankly, it is to be expected.
I want to talk about one other big development this week. Rex, I'll come to you first because you have dealt with this before. Governor Asa Hutchinson says he wants to downsize, shrink the number of state agencies from 42 to 20. and look at this whole potential savings in the realm of all of this. We didn't get much specifics. How hard is it to downsize government?
It's very difficult. When I worked in the governor's office, we tried it in the 2003 legislative session. Of course, that was the session that was dominated by the Lakeview ruling on school funding, and we ended up doing massive consolidation. But our thought coming off that 2002 election back then was, well, let's just hit them with everything but the kitchen sink. So we not only had all the Lakeview proposals and the school consolidation proposals, we came with a shrinking government. We got some of Lakeview done because we had the gun of the Supreme Court to legislators' heads. We got virtually nothing done when it came to downsizing state government.
Is that so? Let's talk about two other kind of factors here. Number one is how much fat is really on the bone? I mean, how much savings is to be had? I have often said in any given regular year, you can find $100 million to $150 million in savings in government just from growth revenue, if nothing else, that there is that savings that is there. The other is, this is a campaign year. Mm-hmm. This is, the governor is facing this challenge from his right flank about making, Jan Morgan's complaining that the governor is making government too big. So is there some campaign theatrics in this, do you think?
Yeah, I think you've seen that, in not just on this issue, but in others. As this campaign season, you heard, we wrote about the story on the political action committees, how they've, groups are getting into these campaign races. You're going to continue to see these. And I think Governor Hutchinson is that's one of his, he came out and said forcefully he's going to do this, and it's going to help him in the campaign season.
I can say this as a fiscal conservative. There's not a lot of fat in Arkansas state government, Roby. It is a pretty lean operation. There is always more you can do. Mm-hmm. But overall, you look at other state governments around the country, it's pretty lean in Arkansas. Yeah.
That's Rex Nelson with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette and Wes Brown with Talk Business and Politics. You can catch more of their interview at talkbusiness.net. We'll also do our best to keep you up to date on the latest business and political news happening regionally and statewide at that website, talkbusiness.net. Check it out. I'm Roby Brock. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.